The halachas of Pas Akum, which are found in Masechta Avodah Zarah. We just, the very end of the shir, on Monday, we just got a chance to crack open the Shulchan Aruch. So let's go back to there and see what it says. Simen Kuf Yud Beis. But I believe that it's important before we actually get to the Shulchan Aruch proper, we didn't get a chance to finish some of the things in the Rishonim that we saw, because not everything that we see. Let's take a look in the Mordechai, for example. Come to the Mordechai Simon Tof Lamed. That we didn't have a chance to really see. Pick it up from the beginning. Tough line. Be good chazar. Maskina the shlokas the rabban of the cross machta bialmuf. Afal pisha pas imamu alehavitiru b'nechay nefesh. Mikomago mashlokos slowi tiru. The pas with shlokos treg zeres nidu. The pas mishim chasnos b'yud chaz dover. With shlokos zeres kadmonim oiso. We saw this already in Tosin stuff line with Zayin Rebeis. That's the first source we saw on Monday. Timtzaloma the xerachas him kein hechi sova lemeima meikor the shlokos doraisu. Kevin the shlokos who passed miyuchas dvaramen, how can it be? Miyuchas dvaram poshet yisurim b'chol yisrael shenem midaraisa. Shvavi no shtek zeresen. Shetiru pas, but with tiru shlokos. Rav Avram the all lines how you omer the shlokos shosu chachamim haynu kshemivashem on bevei so. As shemivashem bevei so shel yisrael, then it's mutter. No chasnos, etc. Lahod lo, Rabbein Natan. We'll get to this in Simon Kufi Gimel, which is leading out of next week's topic, Pas Bishalach. Next paragraph from the Mordechai Tov Lamed, Hani Mili Dilek Apalt the Yisrael, Kematos Yishidar Ve'er Shemariah, Pas Shalakam Lamisha Olach Ve'derech. O Levi Virai Ve'er Tachan Machilnes Aniyim Dmai, Pesachsanyo Dmai, Afal Pish Yesh Ve'isit Derabonah. So someone's on the road, and Achsanya, you let have Demai, even though Demai is an Issa Derabbanan, because of maybe Tevel, since not everyone took Maisa from it. Rabbi Ezri, Kosa Perkets and Levachim, is the Rabbi Yoh, the Alpha Beso, in Hesav al Shulchan Yisrael, Ochel Pas Akum, who pass the Kiyah Biyodo, but while Abai is Nizim, he pass Akum, generally speaking. Kevin Shemitzvah will tell us all of the Tzoy, Yiftal Yofer. So even though he's normally Machmur, not that he pass Akum, he can be mekel in honor of his guest. The Rami Rishalmi passed the kiyah to Meir passed the Torah. Al Ezer Menshiyir to Yitzah. He came and shut the bell of Tzora. Mutter bell kol asud azos. Zeichel adover. Utol sarat. Utol kerya. Interesting gemara. Once you already had both seya on the pass akum, you can have the pass akum for the rest of the meal. You don't have to have only pass shor from then on in for the remainder of the meal. Okay, it gives examples from other places. Fine. And he quotes Rishalmi. Hilchos shel umumim, v'malkam shein palti yisrael mitzuya imumu aleha v'tirua. Now, wait a minute, that's only v'malkam shein palti yisrael mitzuya. This guy has a palti yisrael right next to him, just that it's not so nice. V'kom v'kom v'tocha yirushalmi ein lono lismuch olahatir pas shel akum v'malkam shein palti yisrael mitzuya. So how do we do it? The Gemara says in the Lamed Zayin, says it, you would have been matir pas except to be called by Dina Sharia. Mashma, filavochi hoyo matiro, kamoshi tiris Hashem. Fim Cain, he says, lo poshad isuro b'chol yisro. Onu be also namakomosh, lo poshad isuro, shere onu nog and bohete. The ain't sarach at the bezin, el b'chomosh a poshad isuro, shakiblu alea, kak tsarach minyanachalatiro. Aval onu ain't srichin, because we never accepted in our places. The Gamraya, quotes Yerushalmi in a different issue, different makomos. In Hagataya Milso, Hegad and Hagataya Nog, and therefore he's suggesting over here that in certain places, including the place where he lived, the Mordechai is writing, there's no way to pass Akam at all, zero. Even though Pas Yisrael is Mitzuya. Oh, we'll come back to that in Shulchan Aruch. Now comes the critical paragraph with which to begin. Halacha. Kedivri amate, uvamina palta, the chinkosar of Rabbeinu Meir Mishamagon. The Hadi Tiru Pashal Akum. Watch this now. Hani Mili Shel Oved Kochavim. It belongs to a goy. So there's no choice. The goy has his own bakery. What are you going to do? I will show Yisrael V'Ofa Akum. V'Lochota Yisrael Begacheles Osir. V'Afil. Yeah. This is the punchline. Jewish bread is owned by a Jew and baked by a goy. Absolutely awesome. Why is it absolutely awesome? Doesn't tell you why. He just tells you that's awesome. Doesn't tell you why. The boy said, why do you think it should be awesome? So there are two ways to define why it's awesome. One is to assume as follows. Look, we're matim and apalter. So clearly, if you're matim and apalter, we don't accept what the Mordechai said earlier, that pasakam is completely non-existent in Amakobos. It is existent in Amakobos. So paspala batim is awesome. Elamai paspalter is mutter. So why is paspalter mutter? Mishum chayin nefesh. When is it chayin nefesh? When there's no alternative. Here, the dough belongs to Israel. Get Jewish bakers, let the Jewish baker bake it. Why are you going to a goyish baker? There's no excuse. If that's the case, I would say the definition of the Israel of pasakum without the heter of chayin nefesh. However, there's another way to say it. Another way to say it is no. Pasakum either doesn't exist at all, as the Mordechai would have it, or doesn't exist by paspaltim at all, because they make it by paltim, period. Even if pas Yisrael is mitsuya, paspaltim at least is permissible. Fine. Afal pikein, we can suggest that if a goy baked Jewish bread, it's also, you know why? It's labeled as bishalakum. This formulation is found in the Torah. The Mordechai doesn't say it's a befeish. The Mordechai says it's also. The Torah is the one who says as follows: Avo Pasha Yisrael Shafo Goy Hu Bichlal Isur Shlokos Hu Ve'Oso No Nogu Hetta B'Shemokom. Wow! On the bottom it says in footnote Yud asterisk in the Prisha Pirish Afilu Ayadei Palter. It's not even Hetta Palter. If you're telling me that it's Bishul, the Bishul Ayadei Palter, we assume is Aser. Atkan the Hagah and the Prisha. It's if cotton yud. So therefore, there are two different ways to say it. The Mordechai you said it's also, and the two goes further that it's considered to be shlokos. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, who found this iser in Shulchan Aruch? Who found it? Who found, you all saw the Shulchan Aruch, who found this iser of pas shel Yisrael shafo akum in the Shulchan Aruch? You think it'd be here, right? Because it's enough on the tour, it's enough on the Mordechai. At first glance, it's hard to find. You look carefully, you look, keep looking. Maybe you'll find a hint to it somewhere, but it's not as explicit as you might have thought. So I have again today this beautiful sefer called the Chelkas Bin Yomin. Chelkas Bin Yomin is a very beautiful sefer by Bin Yomin Cohen, the son of the Bali HaShulchan, Rabbi Feivel Cohen. He said it's a Baruch Kara Davua. He follows exactly in the footsteps of his father. Even the sefer looks the same as his father's. This is a different title. He has Tiyunim, he has Biurim. Those are the same, but the sefer itself is called Chelkas Bin Yomin instead of the Bari HaShulchan. And he talks about it towards the very beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Beis. I know some of you have it, and it's worth seeing. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch begins, the first line. Asru Chachamim Lechol Pashal Amamim. Okay? Fine. So, what does it mean, Pashal Amamim? It means a guy baked it. Guy baked, doesn't matter who owns it. Guy baked it. Okay. What will happen if the pas is baked by a Yisrael but belongs to a guy? We saw this, if you recall, last week in the Ran, not only this week, Monday, in the Ran, and the Ran said it's awesome. Chiddush of the Ran. He says, we don't pasken this way. Look at the first Shach. Pashal Amamim. Mashmid Asa Mechaba Vahara. Bechol Asimim. The Ein Iser Bepas Shal Ove Kachovim. El Kshafo Ove Kachovim. As the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rambam and the Rashba. Afal Pisha Loshu Ve'archo Ove Kachovim. Kol She'osu Ve'Yisrael. Ma'aseh v'afia mutter. V'alkein lo kotzev v'mechah b'chiluki adinim d'lisha v'aricha shkotzev v'beis Yosef. V'shikol ma'ashkotzev v'beis Yosef. Hanadach l'das aran. Vatur, who follows it. Vashenk in the Rama Varashba. Okay? Chen Posa Varav, Torah's Chatas, means Ramah, Habi Achonish is over. Okay? So this is the Chum of the Ran, that if a pas belongs to a goy, that nothing helps, even if the Jew bakes it, it's usher, we don't accept Lahaloch. That Chum is out. But there's another Chum. What's the other Chum? If I can't, a pas which belongs to a Yisrael, again, let's chazer again. If a pas akum is completely out of question, if it belongs to the goy, then the Gemara Lam and Chesem and Beis that gives certain heterim must be referring to a case of what? Of a pas of an east which belongs to a Yisrael. Right? Because if it belongs to a again. One more time. The Shach says again. Ein Isir Bepas Shal Aklum El Kshafo Aklum. Okay. But Misafo Yisrael, we pass in, it's always going to be Mutter, even if it belongs to a Goy, which is against the Ran. The Ran says that if it belongs to a Goy, forget about it. It's like Stam Yenam. Belongs to a Goy, it's automatically a question of intermarriage. Forget about it. If it belongs to a Yisrael, so then what? So then, according to the Ran, there are certain leniencies. If it belongs to Yisrael, and it's at least partially baked by a Yisrael, that's the Gemara of Lamed Chesed and Beis, according to Shitas HaRan. What will happen in a case in which it is owned by a Yisrael and baked by a non-Jewish baker? So the Ran says, and the Torah says, that's usher. Why? So the Mordechai also said it's usher. And the Torah formulates it, it's considered to be shluchas. Right. Again, have you found that in the Shulchan Aruch? I'm asking you. Right now you've seen the Mara Makarmis. The Shulchan Aruch, say befeirish, anything of the sort. Do you find, I'm asking a question. Do you find it? Is it there? This din. Mefurish in the Torah, the Torah quotes it in what we call over here, Siftes. So we have Siftes in the Mechaber. What did it say over here? It gave you the whole Gemara that we saw in Amit Chesem and Beis. One of three things, right? Either he made the fire, or he stoked the coals, right? Or he threw in a little toothpick, whatever it is. So then it's permissible. If he blew on it, even this, very nice. But what about the other halacha? What about the halacha that if it belongs to a Yisrael and the guy cooked it? So the Shulchan Aruch has it over here in Sif Yud Aleph, sort of in a backhanded way. Look what it says. Pashal Yisrael Shafo Akum B'li Chitui Di Yisrael Uvelo Kisim Asur. Okay, this is a Pashal Yisrael Shafo Akum. The question is we're talking about a palter, not a palter? It's not clear. It's not clear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say, it doesn't go into the details, Beferish, what the specifics of the case are. So if you take a look in the Taz, he says it. Taz of Klotin Zayin. Pashal Yisrael, Bezei Shaldin Shlokos, and this could be Simit Kufi Gimel, Kain, Pasak, Hatur. That is true. That's exactly what the Torah says. And if you look in the Mishpat Zohar that I asked you to see, the Prima Godim Zion, he says, Ayin Taz, Ratzaloma, Devi says, Yisrael, Afilu Afo Ovek Achovim, Gora Meisa Shalakum, Tosem Ektas Mekomos Nogu Heter, we saw in Sivches, or at least with the Palta, Bili says, Yisrael, Afo Akum, Ho Velo Shriach, Velo Shaykh Bechai Nefesh, Mikom Akom Osu. Now, he says it's usher. Sounds like a Tekta Mordechai said. He didn't say it's called shluchas, whereas the Taz himself said it is shluchas. The Mishpat Zohar was supposed to be commenting on the Taz. He seems to argue. What does he say? Umiyu kil mishluchas. Why? The sagi bechitui. The Gemara magim malachas papas v'chulei. Uveshluchas la mechaber sim kuf yud gimel sim gimel lo mahani chitui. Doesn't help chitui. Vatam. The Bepas Nika Melecha Sachitoi. Ayin Tasham B'Shem Aran Os Zayin. Pachla Mechaba Gimel Melochas Koi Apas Shalakum. Afilochi Hekil B'Isa Shel Yisrael Ayadei Chitoi. What he's saying over here is that this, see the two distinctions between, you have to be so careful over here. Two distinctions between Pas and Bishl. One, Bishl's Mechomer. There's no heter of palter, etc. And two, Bishl is a different form. Nothing to do with halacha. I mean, it's just a description of the two processes, baking and cooking, are different. And the role of the fire is greater when it comes to baking than when it comes to cooking. That's a secular comment. Nothing to do with halacha initially. And therefore, if you stoke the coals in an oven in which you're baking, oh, that's a whole zach, a baker, a halko, a ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. When it comes to cooking, it's a matter of heat. There's no such concept. And therefore the chitui, which would call to the mechaber, doesn't help when it comes to bishul, when the chitui are just lighting the fire. It's irrelevant in bishul. It's just, we'll call it prehistoric. It's nothing to do with anything. It's before the cooking process begins, call to the mechaber. And that's what the Svardim paskin halacha lemaisa. That's why at one point in time, they were giving Svardim a break. They didn't have to have the calf card. Is that still true? But the boys in the yeshiva will have to have a certain cafeteria card, which they charge a lot of money for, apparently. More than the food is worth. That's what I'm told. Is that true? It's not true. No? That's what people say? No one knows.
Expensive?
Okay. People tell me that there are those who don't want to get that card because it's expensive. It's cheaper to buy food on your own. And that's what I'm told. I don't know. Didn't have calf cards when I was in this yeshiva. So they told me that they wouldn't let you. If you're in the dorm, you have to buy the card. You have to pay the extra money, and that's all. But if you're Sephardi, there's an exemption, they told me. Because apparently the cafeteria here is relying on the leniency, which we'll get to, Mr. Shemin Kufi Gimel, that they rely upon, that we call the pilot light. The pilot light hat that we spoke about this morning. And it's very possible that the Sephardi don't offer the pilot light hat. Only Ashkenazi, you have to check it out and see what the poskim say. Yalkut Yosef, and things like that.
When I was a mashgiach in that restaurant, so a lot of Spartan would call in and tell me to put the actual food on the flame.
Right, exactly. They didn't want to trust them. Exactly. There you go. No, this proves the point. They didn't want to trust the fact that you lit the pilot light an hour before. They want you to put their food on the flame itself, because the mechaber is machmir. Says the prima gadim, but that chumah does not apply in this particular case. And maybe even the Mechaber would agree, because it's not a fundamental distinction between Pas and Bishl as such. It's rather that it chitui works when it comes to baking, it doesn't work when it comes to cooking. So even though this baked good may have the full chum of shlokos, as the tour would have it, afal pike and chitui might work over here. That's what the Prima Gadim is saying on the Taz, Sivkotin Zayin. Okay, so this is the din that I was telling you that it doesn't exist explicitly, is sort of found in Sifyut Aleph, but it's not completely clear. Again, I repeat, something which the Taz says explicitly, but the Mechaber doesn't really say much. Okay, so the source for this, for those who want to look it up in the Chelkos Binyamin, and some of you might see have it, can be found in Sivkotan Tes Zayin. In Sivkotan Tes Zayin. Because in Siv Beis, the Mechaber is Hishmakoma Shemekilin, Velokim Pas Minach Tamakim. Let's know about this. Okay? Let's know this. So here in Chelkas Binyamin, Sivkoton Tes Zayin makes the following comment. He says, O Kosvo HaPoskim. Doesn't say the Mechaber, because the Mechaber doesn't say it explicitly. Also, we have Shach Tasif Kotten Zayin, that we saw already, and Shach B'Shem Kama Poskim. Okay, I'm not denying the fact that it exists, this Chumrah, but that it's found explicitly, it's not so explicit. Okay, you take over here. In the Shach also Sivkot and Zayin, both Zayins, Ta Zayin and Shach Zayin. Nachtam over Kachovin, says the Shach Zayin, Dafka Pas Akum, Abba Pas Yisrael Shafo Al Akum, Kosav Atur, Shlo nagu b'shemokom lahatish v'yu k'bishu le'yakum. Because of Yisrael v'heta k'lam amdayin memdala din test b'shem Shuvas Agonin. But there we have Mordechai, which we just saw. We just saw Shuvas Arami Agonin. It tells you where it's from. And so the Torah Schatas. Okay. Afa pisha pashal akum ofa akum noagim bo heter. But this not. Why? So Asri b'chagav nepasu shem b'shulei akum dukzeira shein ro v'atzibri chol l'amad bo. Hilcha b'pas shel Yisrael shafo akum lo shaychai high timer. Asr. Whoa! If you read the Shach Zion straight, you know the impression that I get from the Shach? Against everything we said yesterday, Monday. Monday we had so many different pshatim. Remember that? The Easter pass came later than Bishul. Tosfos. Easter pass came before Bishul. The Ran from the Ramban. Right? The Shach gives an impression that fundamentally it's the same thing. Fundamentally it's the same thing. Except, since there's a greater consideration of Chai Nefesh with respect to pass as opposed to with respect to Bishul, the Lamata pass and not Bishul. And for that very same reason, if I find you a case in which there's no Chaya Nefesh, so Pas is also in effect as Bishul. They aren't two totally separate Xeris. That's the way I read the Shach in Sifkot and Zayin. And therefore it's going to boil down to, no pun intended boil, but it's going to come down to an issue of Pas all over again. Not because it's a separate category as the Torah sounded, because Pas and Bishul are fundamentally the same thing. So that's the impression which is conveyed by the Shach. So if we take a look over here, and those who have Chalkos Binyamin in Sivkoton, Tes Zayin, he says it is prohibited, like Shlokos. Why? He gives what he just saw on the Shach. It belongs to a Jew. Find yourself a Jew to put it in the oven. It's not such a big deal to put it in the oven. Anybody can put it in the oven. Or at least do a kisim, something or other. So therefore, there's no Shachai Nefesh. The male, it automatically belongs to what they call over here, Bishalak. That's what it says. Okay. Fine. And therefore, he says over here, whatever other coolers apply to Pas, which don't apply to Bishal, wouldn't apply. The exception, of course, is his Hashlochas Kisim, according to the Mechab. That's what he's quoting over here in Chayin Nefesh, does not apply. Afal Pikein, it seems to me that there's a fundamental difference between what the those who give it a din of Bishul and those who don't. In other words, the way I read the Mordechai, you could read it totally differently. No, there's simply no Chaya Nefesh. They're going to say it's an Isra of Pasakim, not Isra of Bishulakim. It's Pasakim. Elamai will say Palter? No, we can suggest. We mentioned this already last week, that there are certainly holds this way, that Pas Palter, I keep saying last week, Monday, that Pas Palter is a special Heta Mishum Chaya Nefesh, and if there's no Heta Chaya Nefesh, then it's also Mishum Pas! There's no need to use the word Bishul. Pas! Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what Pasha, the Mordechai never used the word Bishul. The Shach, based upon the tour, used the word Bishul. And the way I read the Shach, is because he seems to say that Pas and Bishul are fundamentally the same thing. As opposed to both the Tosfos and the Ran, who had completely different chronological times when they were instituted, and completely different categories. I'm talking on a simple level so far. Rabosai, we're going to go slowly now. Okay, this is what it says. Oh, fine. Good. So, let us continue with some of these halachas to see how it plays out. It's interesting, if you see the rush, the Torah usually follows as far as the rush. There's a rush not here, a rush in Masechta Beitza. Masechta Beitz, remember we talked about Erev Tavshilin, remember that discussion? So there Tosfos said that Pas and Bishul are two separate things. That the two separate things, two separate Xeris, at the first glance, this should be incorrect, this tour. No? Because the tour is saying that even though it's Pas, it's still including the Xera of Bishul. If you look on the Rosh there in Beitz, at the end of the second parak, he says like as follows. Lo osu pas betchila begzeres bishul. Why? Mishum chaya nefesh. Why wasn't pas included in the original earlier gzera of bishul? Why not? So Torah says, you know, why not? Because they're two separate categories. One is baked and one is cooked in both erev tavshilim. That's maybe true from the perspective of categorization, but the Rosh gives a historical approach, and the Rosh says the reason why they never included it is because of chaya nefesh. When it comes to a Yisrael, so we would say that there's no chayin nefesh. So the Rosh is not saying like Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said that Pas and Bishul are two completely separate categories. But Mela, they made it Yisrael and Bishul. Of course they didn't include Pas. Pas is called Afiyah, both Erev Tavshilim. But the Rosh says, no, Pas and Bishul aren't so fundamentally different. The only difference is that Pas is more needed for chayin nefesh as opposed to Bishul. That's all. The male, if I find you a case of pas where there's no chayin nefesh, it'll be fundamentally exactly the same as Bishul. So it appear. Oh. Now, Rabosai. Let's chaza and do a little bit of the shitas over here. Let's review. We said two things so far today. We said that the Ran has his Chumra Nifla, which is the first Shach that we don't Paschal like. When the Ran said that a Pas which belongs to a Goy, forget about it. It's like the wine belongs to a Goy. Even if a Goy never even touched it, it's awesome. And this is the Shita of the Ran. Okay? The opening Torah says, the Torah is critical over here, Pashal goyim shishvaram shasrum chacham afi shein lam ikam in the Torah, k'mo pashal goyim afilu afo Yisrael. Again, he goes with the Ran. For some reason, the Torah became a Ran man. I don't know why he becomes a Ran man. He quotes both chumras of the Ran. One which the Shach says that we don't pass the light. That's the Shachs of Kotan Aleph. That belongs to a Goy, forget about it. He also quotes in Sif Tes the other chumah which the Shach and Zions we do paskin like, namely a pas shel Yisrael, which is baked by a goy. Oh. So I want to make the following cheshbon, Rabbos. This is the cheshbon. The Ran and the Torah l'shitasa. The Easter pas. What is pas? Pasaka. Pasaka means a pas which belongs to a goy. That's also complete. I don't care who baked it. Complete. So what's the one of lamed chesim and beis? It says that if a Jew stokes the coals, etc., it's going to be mutter. By definition, it has to be what? Pas shel Yisrael. Why is that Gemara, Lamed Chesem and Beis, found at the very end of the sugya? Why? If the Ran said it, should be found much earlier in the sugya, to talk about Pas Akum. The answer is Pas Akum is a Pas belongs to a Goy. Here we're talking about a Pas which belongs to a Yisrael. So what's the Yisrael? The Yisrael is Bishul. And the Yisrael is Bishul can be eliminated by the Chituyim and other things. This is the sheet of the Torah in the Ran. But the Shachas L'Shitaso in Sivkot on Aleph, we don't pass like that Chumra. We don't pass like that Chumra. Right? The Shulchan Aruch never said it. Right? Never said it. Never said the word Bishul. It's also for a different reason. So Ida Shach and Sivkot Zayin quoted the word Bishul from the Torah. It has to be Lechora. Lav Dafka. We saw the Prima Gadim Mishpatoso of Zion. We just saw that. Doesn't mean it's exactly the same as Bishul. It's a little bit Lav Dafka. Someone to suggest as a possible Lishitosu over here. Fine. Now Rabosai, let us go a little bit further in this important Inyan. What will be the din, Rabosai? There's a klal and bishul, ain't all al shulchan melachim. I don't know if you've seen it yet. That's mutter. It's not, you can't eat at a king's table. What about pass? Let's take a look over here. I ask you to see this as well in Sifkot and Gimel in the Taz with the Prima Gonim there as well. Take a look, see what it says. The Rama writes in Sif Alf. The Mechaber said, that's right. Lo asru ala pas shel chamesh es minei dogim. That's pasakam. The definition of pas, the kola Torah kula, as we know, is only if it's made from grain. Halacha grains, the five types of grains, right? What they call wheat, oat, barley, spelt, and rye. That's what we assume anyway. Oats is a tumul, but we're assuming that one. Fine. Okay? Avo pashal kidneys, cornbread, mishal orez, rice bread, vidochan, millet bread. Eino bichlal pas stam sha'osu. Okay? It's not called pas. So what is it? Is it better or worse? What is it? Should we consider it to be bishal? It depends a little bit on what we just said until now. If you say that bishal is only cooking and not baking, so this kind of cornbread slips between the cracks. It's not bishal because it's baked. It's not pas, it's not chamesh lamin. Oh, home free. That's one possibility. And if you look in the Ramah, not because of what I just said, no, but rather, okay, that's a general dispensation, even if something is cooked in a pot on the fire. So that would apply, presumably, to these kinds of breads, if, it's an if statement. So look over here in the Taz Gimel, Lashon HaTur, V'gam Eino Choshev, Masha de Mistama Ein Tzorach She'ela Al Zeh, Im Ol Al Shulcha Malachim, Al Bavada Ein Ol Al Shulcha Malachim. Okay? That's a matter of fact, gentlemen. If cornbread becomes the latest craze in the White House, so then it'll be Ol Al Shulcha Malachim. I don't think it's true yet. But they assume it on a typical case, it's not. Okay? But look at the shachs of cotton hay. Habach hisik al zeh. Because if the ain't sovig, the pas kiddes v'oriz v'dochen, ain't al shulcha malachim. Don't say if. It's not. Kiddemashem b'diri atur. Adarosh mar b'tavshol shenasem e'oriz v'dochen. Ta'os v'igil l'flugi ben ol al shulcha malachim olam. No. That's bishalach. That's malong over here at all. Because we're b'ni yeruchim. Pas kitnis ain't bo mishum mishul yakum, but lo mishum pas akum. Then al shulchan malachim. Okay, because I'm a first. It's Yosef, better go bites. Okay, so it's a matter of fact. What's someone getting bent out of shape over here? Either yes or no. Okay, either yes or no. Oh. Okay, so it seems to be a matter of fact, which we'll get to a little bit later on. We mentioned last on Monday Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe said at the Chelik Beis Siman Mehei, we had it on the screen, that although the poskim, it's not Beferish and Mechab, the Shach, the Taz, the Tur, all say that the heter of paspalta does not apply to a pas which belongs to a Jewish person, right? That's only because there's an easy way out. Just find yourself a Jewish baker. But the big factor we saw, where it's difficult to find enough Jewish bakers, you know, they'd rather be stockbrokers and running hedge funds. They don't want to be bakers. So therefore, it would be permissible, according to Rav Moshe, as we saw. And the basis is a ra'ah in the Berak HaBayis. It's called Purni. It's a tchak. You can't find the Yisrael to bake it. It's mutter. Even if the guy bakes a Jewish person's dough, and the Ritzvah Lamed Chesem and Beis seems to say that as well. Problem is that the Lashon of the Mordechai is interpreted by many to say, as the Torah said, as included in the category of Shlokos. When it comes to Shlokos, the Poskim say there's absolutely no heter whatsoever. Now, this is relevant to various breads that are made by various companies with the OU. Who owns these companies? These days it's on the internet, right? It comes relevant, you know, after Pesach. Well, it's relevant here as well. The Daken Shuvah says, it depends on the majority ownership. If the majority ownership is Jewish, it's Jewish. Goyish is Goyish. Many of the public companies. So we have to go look them all up and see what it is. Now, the It It seems to me that there's a big dispute over here. What's the status? Get an impression from the Rashba and from the Ritva would be mutter. If this Shas Tzchak, the Rashba said, Shar Bishlakum Shogi Yisrael Mahani. The Pasik Hil Mishum Chai Nefesh. Why is the Mishmeres Habayis? Because Purni is a Paspalter. Okay. However, the question will be, what's in fact the halach? So I wanted to share with you a beautiful, beautiful interpretation by the Biurim of the Baal Chelkos Ben Yonah, which I think is very, very striking. And I think that you should, those who have it, should certainly look inside. Here we're in Sif Yud Aleph. A pshat which I must tell you, I didn't think of it. And I think it's very intriguing. Sif Yud Aleph. Pas Shal Yisrael. You have a regular Shulchan Aruch, look there. Shafo Akum. Right. Belichidu di Yisrael. Uvalo Kisim. Osir. You can't sell it to a goy, because he may sell it back to Yisrael. That's what the Mordechai said. Remember also, we left off in the middle, because it wasn't so relevant. Let's look at it again now. We left off in that Mordechai. Tough Lamed. What did it say? Osir. Vafilu lizvune la'akum osir. Why? Dilma also lizvune li'Yisrael. And he gets a present from Sugim and Gemara Pesach. Don't sell it to a goy, lest you sell it back to a Jew who will consume it unaware of the fact that it's a problem. That's what the Mordechai says. Comes along the Biurim, according to Taz, it's a din of Shlokas. Okay? But the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to say it this way. Why? End of Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, he quotes the Beis Yosef. And he says it's referring to a case that belongs to Israel. And the Taz there says, how can it be? It should be also no matter what. This is the thing you can all find in front of you. Let's take a look at the end of Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, which is really next week's Simon. But since he's telling you to look there, let's look there. End of Kuf Yud Gimel. End of Kuf Yud Gimel talks about something called a panada. A panada. Okay, what's a panada? Those who have a tour can look on the tour. End of Kuf Yud Gimel, that's where it seems to be coming from originally. Panada Shogoy. Shafar Yisrael, excuse me, Shafar Goy, Asura. Even if someone who's Mekel and Pas Akum, why? You know why? Because the Shuman is Bishul Akum, and it's Nivla and the Pas. This is quoted the Halacha in Kuf Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel. That's much earlier in the Mechaber itself. In Siv Gimel. And the Taz quotes this. Siv Cotton Base. Tourist is Panada Shalakum Beis Yosef, Tol Sofer. It can't be. It's a Tol Sofer. Why? The Mayiria Shalakum Afilu Shay Yisrael Nami. To be Shalakum Afilu Bishay Yisrael Asr. That's what the Beis Yosef says. Wants to change the text. Says the Taz, Betamul of Fidvorov, Mat to see him at Turma Shavanoch, Afilu the Mishanoch had the Mepash Shalakum. Mepash Yisrael. Leko man de shari him afo akum blochitu Yisrael as the Torah said sim kuf yud beis a merit de kakashin. How can the Beis Yosef say such a thing? That's referring to what? A pashal Yisrael, a pashal you cannot speak about if someone's knowing head to pass goyim. There is no head to pass goyim if it belongs to a Yisrael. That's exactly what the both the Torah and the Ran said. That's the kasha. So to this kasha of the Taz responds is the Birim over here. Oh. He wants to know why the Shachs of Kon Zion quote this din of Isas Yisrael Shafo Nochri Asura B'Shem Kama Poskin. Why didn't you quote the Shulchan Aruch? Right over here, I asked you at the beginning of the Shia, is it in Shulchan Aruch? He said, no one raised his hand. So he said, it's the Pharisee Shulchan Aruch. Sifir Al, let's read it again. Pasha Yisrael Shafo Akum B'lo Chidu Di Yisrael U'v'lo Kisim Osel Zvun Eli Akum Dim Osel Zvun Eli Yisrael. Why is he, what's his kasha? Who said? Could be talking about Pas Balabatim, for example. Pas Balabatim, of Akabi a Balabas, if it's a Balabas, we pass on Halacha that it's in fact Usur, and in some place the Machim, even for Pas Balter. I'm not sure what this Kasha is exactly, the second Kasha of the Balah Biurim. He makes the following statement. A Nupsha. A whole Nupsha. Anupsha, the Shulchan Aruch says Pas Yisrael Shafo Nochri, not because of a din chodesh of Isas Yisrael is called Shlokos. No, Elohim din Pas Balabayis. Oh, and Siv Beis Pas Balabayis. Why? Beautiful pshat. Lo Choshiv Pas Palter Ki Yimasha Nasa Avur Harabim. A baker is baking for the Hamonam. Aval kopat shafo nochri b'shul Yisrael miyuchad. Aval pisha nochri zehu paltei. He's a big baker's hat and big baker's white coat. I don't care. If Reuven walks in and says, please bake it for me, it still can be kiruv. Havali pas balabayis. The beautiful pshat. Haimanami yisrael de pasha Yisrael de hocha. The cave and shal Yisrael he shal Yisrael. Nimtza shafo so anochri v'u Yisrael zeh. Shupaz. Shubala pas, osmishun pas balabayis, meiridik. Abul Isus Yisroel, shafo nochri litzorech harabim, be'emes shore aliba da beis yosef, meiridik. If that's the case, we understand very well that osmishun pas balabayis. Because if you look at the Mordechai, the juxtaposition, he says, dafkam en apalta, then he quotes his din. What's the connection? The Teretz is, it's considered to be a pas shel balabayis. It's not considered to be shlokos. And therefore, halacha lemais, if the Beirim is right, on both sides, then Rav Moshe is right. What do Rav Moshe say? If you have a baker who cooks the Jewish company, the baker's not baking for a particular Jew. He's baking for thousands of people he'll never meet. So therefore, as someone said last week on Monday, it's even more kal than a pas palter. Pas palter means you see the baker in the flesh and blood, and his beautiful daughter that stands behind him, and he's baking for all the citizens of the town. So that's what we talk about. It's less kiruv because it's not a personal request to bake for you in particular. At least you know it is. Here, you don't know who baked Thomas's bread. You have no clue it is. So therefore, it's even more kal than the case of pas palter. It says in the poskim that it's usur. Not mishum shlokos, mishum pas balabayis. That's a very beautiful pshat. Again, this is what I'm saying, reading to you from the Biurim here in Sif Yudal. Just wanted to show you what he said. It's a new pshat completely. Not considered to be shlokos at all. Of course, you know, he still may say that there are other poskim disagree and call consider it shlokos. But I wanted to say that shlokos is lav dafka. The Shach and Zion is lav dafka. The Taz and Zion is lav dafka. The Prima Gadim says. So I always like to say we pass on halacha lemaisa. It's lav dafka. Even though the Tur and the Ran may have meant the dafka l'shitasam, since the Shach Allah doesn't hold that way, so the word shlokos is lav dafka. Kain they really halacha lemaisa. Okay. Fine. Now, the Ra'ah seems to say that even if, can we get the Ra'ah again? How do we do this? Here? Yeah, can someone get me the Ra'ah? Let me put me on online. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are something bagels that have?
Bagels?
Bagels?
Bagels came up actually a little earlier in our discussions. We were talking about remember that Mugloshim Magabe Kemach. I quoted you the Ramban sheet by bagels. So Bagels lafiani as daiti has a leniency of pasakum, because bagels are baked.
When they're boiled,
they're not edible yet, to my knowledge, until they're baked. So once the baking process takes place at a stage of not edible, it's okay. Incidentally, not our topic for right now, we'll come to it, stuff we have a lot to talk about. Let me tell you right now, since you're asking the question, Rabbi says a big dispute amongst the Rishonim, based on the Mishnah of Chala, how you define lechem for various purposes. According to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two criteria. One is baking versus cooking, and one is it a hard dough versus a soft batter? Rabbeinu Tam seems to say either one of them can give it a shame lechem. It's on a basic level. That be the case, since bagels is a hard dough, even if it's cooked in boiling water, and nothing more than that, it's made edible only through water, it would still have a status of pasakam, not bishalakam, quote the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass in that way. As a matter of fact, the Chelkos B'Yamas, we don't pass in that way, but it is a shita which he quotes, that would be matter even if it would be prepared exclusively through a cooking process, just for your information. The more relevant question is the other way around. It's belila raka followed by an afia, which is all of our cakes. It's a soft batter, which is baked. And we'll see soon that there's a duramo with a base mayor, it's on the ma'amakomas with a shach, which is a bit complex. Yes?
With the issue of the pile of blood, some of the Rishonim mentioned that, okay, fine, throwing in a chip into the fire won't do anything, but if you started the fire, so then there's no question, because the fire is nigar ar shmei, so why wouldn't the pile of light be the same? That if the Jews
That is Shita Saramo, you are correct. Shita Samachaba, we'll get to it as we go, is that lighting the fire with respect to Bishul, as I called before, prehistory, doesn't help.
Because so even if you would totally start the fire, it would be
that's what I said. They didn't tell him to just start a whole big fire. They said, put the pot on the fire. It was a real Sparta. So the Bajah has certain leniencies. I don't know if you know that.
It's not loading. I don't know why. Do you know another way to get into it? It's not loading food.
Yeah, I've been trying to get onto Bar Ilan.
Oh, it says off today? Right. Today's day off. Maybe they didn't pay their bill for 2013. Nah, forget it.
No?
We'll wait till tomorrow. Okay. You'll take it from the moment I'll pay. Rabosa, you all have the Torah Sabayis. You have a few copies in the Beis Medrash. You look it up. I'm making a diuk in the Ra'ah on in his discussion in the Torah Sabayis in the Bedek Habayis. Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis over the Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm not sure if we got to that last year. You look it up yourself. I got an impression, a very interesting impression from that Ra'ah, that even if this bread, which is owned by a Jew and baked by a Goy, would have a status of Bishul Akum Mamish. Listen to this carefully, please. It's still Mutter Rabbi Osai by a Palter. This is the famous Heter, which the other Poskim do not accept, which tells you there's no fundamental difference between Pas and Bishul. No. The reason they were makil by pas, by palter, because, you know, it's more impersonal. So if it's impersonal, that might work for Bishul as well. That's it. That's what it is. It's not, you get an impression from the Ra'ah, an amazing impression, that Bishul Akum is not an absolutism. It's not like, I don't know, Sarov B'cholov. It's not an absolute iser. It's an iser of chasnus. And whenever chasnus won't apply, the iser won't apply. For example, a person is sick, and a goy cooks for him. Pikuach nefesh, no shayla. It's mutter for me, a bari, on motzoi Shabbos, writes the Ra'ah, against the Rashba. Also the Ra'ah says, there's no iser in the kalim. There's the famous Ra'ah. If you cook Bishul Akum on the pot is mutter, it's 2 days in the mechav and the kufiyu gimel. You can't marry the pot's daughter. What do you mean? It's not shy. Pot has no daughters. So the kalim doesn't prove anything. It's not an absolute iser, and that's why he's matir shivcha kenuyolo. Because if the shivcha belongs to me, so it's a master servant relationship, And there's no, they're not afraid of a kruve. A kruve daita. The Rashbod argues with the whole thing. The Mishmeres Habayis. The whole thing is wrong. He says, fakered. If you make it on Shabbos, it's a greater kiruv adas. Why? Because the guy is doing you a bigger favor. On Tuesday, you can do it yourself. Shabbos, you can't. Doing you a bigger favor. I would have said, from the perspective of the Yisrael, the Rashba is right. He's more makatov on Shabbos because he can do it himself. From the side of the goy, the Ra'ah is right. Because the goy understands that the Jew is not being coming close to him. He has no alternative. That's what the Mefarshim suggests this machlokas is all about. And it's Aser and Matzoy Shabbos, even for the Choleh, to have this food which was cooked on Shabbos by the goy. There's an Isra of Kalin. There's an Isra of Palter. Pas is different. Pas to a Mata, the Isra of Bishul Shabo, Mishum Chaya Nefesh. I can't share it today. If tomorrow, if the computer's up, we'll see. We'll look up on the Rashba and the Ra'ah, and the Bedek Abayis, and the Mishveres Abayis. Fine. Now, we mentioned this. We did see it on the last week on the screen. The shaila: what will happen if it's flipped? It belonged to a goy. It belonged to a balabayas and it was given over to a palter, and vice versa. Remember that the ra'ah is much more gamish. Things could change back and forth. Remember, he said it's osur, it's mutter, it's osur, and the ra'ah rashba. That's he make a chuchot klul. They make a joke out of gzeiras chachmei yisrael. All right. So at first glance, this machlokas is lishitasam. What does that mean? The Ra'ah, things change. It's flexible. Because the whole thing is just one big, everything's put together. Pas, Bishul, Shchaya Nefesh, no Chaya Nefesh. Things are changing back and forth. They aren't so rigorously defined. But the Rashba says, no. It's a rigorous definition. Bishul is completely Aser, Pas is completely would be completely mutter shel palter, and even within pas, it all depends at the moment that it was baked. Was it baked in a manner of palter? Then it's mutter and mutter forever. And if it's baked in the manner of balabayas, it's usur and it's usur forever. Now, of course, the Rashba will agree if the actual conditions changed. For example, the pas palter Yisrael moved into town. That's okay. And even in the case in which you bought it in Borough Park, I told you, and you went to the Catskills, or what is the word? Not the Catskills, it's Jewish. You went to, I don't know, to some Arizona, I don't know where you went, but the Borough Park Pas Akum. So even there, the Rashba said it's Usur. It's because it's Usur Shaloka Hogan. It was not nice to go to the Goyish Bakery in Borough Park when there was a Jewish bakery next door. Or as we said before, it depends on the moment that you buy it from the goy. Oh, that's what the Mishmeres Habayis we saw on Monday. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we have a rush in Siman Lamed Gimel. Let's open up and see inside what the rush is saying. Please turn. Rush. Siman Lamed Gimel. Yeah, he has this discussion about Tema Mashanogu, Haibna Lahaka, Bashlamas Kisan Matana. Why is it? It's ridiculous. Doesn't accomplish anything. Just a little kisim. He doesn't like it. The Rambam says it though. Eitz echel l'tocha taner hiter kol ha-pashabo she'en adover el alios heker shel pashal haka masura. Says the Rosh v'lishnu the Gemara lo mashmachi. I didn't do it. Hanach li Yisrael shiu shogigin. Whoa. Mutter shiu shogigin. But he thinks it really would be prohibited. Wow. One could argue that the machlokes perhaps l'shitasam. Why? Because the you recall, the Rosh at the Torah Paskin like learned the Gemara Lamed Chesem at Beis, the Patchitoi, to be a din in Bishalakim. If you recall, that's how the Torah said it's Bishalakim. In that kind of a case, it belongs to Yisrael, and Chitoi is mutter even presumably in Bishalakim. And you read, you need a Kiruv Bishula. But the Rambam disagrees. We saw that before. The Rambam says, go! The Rambam makes no distinctions. It belongs to a Jew. It doesn't matter who the dough belongs to. They have, according to the Rambam, the Gemara and the Chesed is talking about Pasakum. Pasakum, you don't need Kiruv Bishula. No. When I light the oven, there's nothing there. Nothing there at all. It's just a background. And that works. So too Kisim works. I'm chazming again. According to the Rambam, as it didn't pass, so Kisim should work. The same with lighting the fire, there's nothing there. According to Shinas HaRosh in the Tur, it's based upon, we're talking about the Easter of Bishalakam Shabbat Pass, as we saw. So for that, you need Kira Bishulo. And throwing in one Kisim really is not so significant. That's what I thought the Shitas. Fine. However, the Rosh said, what'll happen if the Jew begins the fire? Look what he writes. After Shenogu Arishonim B'tchilas Hesegel Shultaner, Shidim Bo Yisro, Mat Kecholim V'kisim, L'halo Shal Hemes. We call it a pilot light. Afal Pi Shehosif Ha'akum B'etzim V'hisik V'ofal Kemesh B'tchilas Hadlokas HaMedur Nasas B'Yisrael Nikra Kol HaHesek Al Shmo. And V'achronim mistakenly which makes no sense. That's what the Rosh suggests. Wow. The Rosh suggests. Amazing. Okay? The Rashba thinks the whole thing is baloney. Every little toothpick adds, in fact, to the heat of the fire. And it makes the Bishul come earlier. That's one of the coolest of Pass. That's what he says. And he says, even if he actually lit the fire proper, he only went matter by pas and not by bishul. Not by bishul. It's one of the coolest of pas. The coolest and chumras are going both ways. The Ran said, let's take a look at the Ran again. Well, the Ran discusses this issue of when shgiras hapas atana works. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. I told you this before. We can distinguish between pas and bishul on two levels. One, pas chomer, bishul's more chomer, pas more kal. And two, forget about that. Even by talking about the goyim, there's a difference in the relevance of the coals, if you will, of the fire. It plays a much greater role when it comes to baking bread as opposed to when it comes to cooking soup. Let's see if we can find it, Rav Osser. I wanted to show you this at least initially. This is not what I was looking for. I just found it now, which I told you about earlier. Let's at least look at this first. It's on page Tes Vov, right before Kolach Hagovim. Okay, Linyan Kalim Shabishul Hamavik Achavim Nefanenu Dove Sheshu Mishum Bishul Yachav Kotz of the Rash Bozal the Tzrichim Hechsher Shafal Pish Lo Asu Bishulayim Ela Mishum Gzeres Penoseyim. It's a real issue. Really? Okay. Oh, that's what they were. I made a mistake. I'm surprised that the Rashba. The Rashba disagrees. Again, I can't show it to you. Our computer is down, but take it from me. But at least I showed you the Rashba. Okay, that's what. I just happened to come across that. Now, take a look over here. After that, on Ve'osu Yisro, Ve'hota Chituyah Shabidah. We saw this. He quotes Rashi. It's bold, Pirush Rashi. Shebchatiyas Agacholim. Everyone with me? It's on page Tetzvah. It's on the Mekoros. Mischame ba'esh yotzi chomer adei kachshav lechom. Nireh medvarov. Debeinan keruve bishu adei Yisrael. I'm going elu shenoach and Yisrael zorek eitz the toch atana. Chas the Rambanzel. Lo mahani it's garnished. Hevi rami daminu liel. Besamach hechi dami ilem v'dechilo mahapich pei havi boshul mayavid. Ela dechilo mahapich lo boshul amay muta. Almoch aleichet lo minka bishule lav klumul. Debeinan o keruve bishula o bishula. Hora Rav Zal, the Maisi Yisrael Gecholin, who Mason Besoch HaTanur, or Besoch HaPurni, who Mehem Adlikin Esa'esh, the Efsha Shumutr, the Yisrael Shagre Lahutanura, Kevin Shuhevi Shamikaresh, not just throwing a toothpick. The Jew lit the fire. So then the Rosh Hashanah, he lit the main fire. Says the Ran, V'av Hetah Zena Bor B'enai, Shimbonu L'damos Allahi D'Ile'el, Afinyan zeh osur, the havle kahid aminu liyel daflam lechesnal for the chamis of bishul, vela kilo mahapich beelom moti, amay mutter, tochanami b'maisim shal Yisrael ohoyan tana zeh roar lepos bo, es apas. Wasn't enough. The came and only started the fight. The came and aydei tosfoso shal akum, nire lekach havle kilo shagwe akum la utanura, vlo ohot. As the car of any loma, as long as eight to ten of a royal lepers mani tvei mehega the she Yisrael heavy ikar esh fakert when a royal lepers the be eight ikar kumi bishulamias fakert the opposite of the Ramban. If he throws in a log into an existing fire, he's making the bishul come quicker. If he starts the original fire before it got big enough, he didn't accomplish anything. I vechitema koshken the maybe ikar esh ikar kumi bishula lesser. Should the mash with the kubi bishul lo mahani alehecha sheisham eish a royal the mashal? Temach he hechem in the yell. For the kilo mahapech pelo moti. Amai mutter. Tovada yev shalo levi kubi bishul lo banochas Yisrael. Alavada yekeven lech sheosi Yisrael maisi shalo. Lo hoya royal is bashal. Ein bekiru bishul shal Yisrael klum. Ficha. Hamesim maat kecholim betanur. Lo osa velo klum. Accomplish zero. Aber Hamashlich eitz betana shuror lefos kubi bishul leika yevshe balavach. Af al pi she'ein zman akir of nikar mashe de bahani gal pasuk of Yochanan yisrael mechad de begacholim shari af al pi she'efshe lo yeh nikar zman kar akir of afiya bekach. So writes the Ram. Okay, Ad Kan, what it says over here in the Ram. Important rock, Rabosa. Aye, it works so, and then ends up broken by Paz, but not by Tano. Take a look, Rabosa, in the Taz that I asked you to see. Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, Sivkotan Zayn. This is an Hibbos Bishalaka, but it's going to be relevant to our discussion as well. Zayin, ein shkiras hatanim o'eles alibi pas. There you go. It only works by pas, says the Shulchan Aruch. On the bottom it says who quoted it? The Ran. So if you take those who have the Torah, always go to look things twice. But the Torah quotes is in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Zayin. Is it in the Torah? Hold on. Take a look over here. Pas Shalosh Malachos. Okay? Made a mistake. I should have started earlier. Shava Yisrael b'afalakum. Says the Ran, Miu, Davka b'pas, Fisha shgira satana hi malocha miyucheres bo. When it comes to baking, it's a big zach to light the fire. Avo b'shar tavshilin lo. Vachimuchal kulish might, and Arminan sofeses isha kadeira. Arminan haniach Yisrael basa gabekachalim. Mashva, that lokas eish milchud lo mahani. Can kosar rishonaza. Hey, we know it's a big cloud! We think he does protest too much. Said it three times. He's coming to argue with somebody else, right? Isn't that clear? He's coming to argue with somebody? He said it three times. So over here, the Beis Yosef quotes this entire Ryan. No suffix klal. He thinks that the Rashba says the same thing. Okay? And he quotes it from the Rivash as well. Says the Ramon, Dark Emotion. He quotes the Marai. That's the Chumas Adeshin. Noagin lahate bishuli ashvachos goyis shem diyev shlo yichate echad mashu the poshut lahate ade chitui. Think posuk. That's the Marai in Chumas Adeshin. Isavet Orach is the same thing. And he quotes it from the Maharam. Even a parallel is going to work. And he says the Mordechai said so. So we Ashkenazim have the basis of this cool even by Pas, even by Bishul rather. Take a look at Tuf Lamed Aleph. We had seen before Tuf Lamed Rav Osai. Take a look. This is very relevant. Again, it's more Bishul Akam, but it obviously comes up in this context. This is a critical distinction between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, so it would appear. Osi Yisrael v'chotei chetuyah b'gacholim shaper dami. Okay? This is what the Mordechai says. That is a pilpul. When you have to do it? Before Machal ben Drusoy, after Machal ben Drusoy. But it's clear. Hold on. Haminig Shinagu, we saw this last time. Lizro Kisim Betana, to Plukta where the Kisim works. We pass on the Kula. And he says, you shouldn't do it too late in the game. No, I haven't found the exact line which proves conclusively what he's saying, but if it's not, you look yourself in the Mordechai, see if you find it. But he claims that there are other sources that say it as well, the Chumas Adeshin and the Isa Veheter Ha'oruch. I have it in front of me, Klal Mem Gimel Din Tes. Brought it. Klal Mem Gimel Din Tes. Isa Veheter Ha'oruch. There you go. Mem Gimel Tes. Again. Afilu Yisrael and a Mahapich b'machal klal. Alishim Mesayei Arak b'tikun ha'esh b'lvad. Mutter. Well, the question of course becomes when? Is he doing it after the pot's on the fire? Even before the pot's on the fire? That's the question.
Is it have to do with what he says previously in Taf Lamed, Umaisa Balayadi, Alatanar, Shafar Baisrael?
Let's take a look. Taf Lamed, Maisa Balayadi.
It's like the second half of it, or the
okay,
last third, maybe, or quarter?
Maisa Balayadi. End of Tuf Lamed, you say?
Yeah.
My eyes are not scanning well enough here. Keep reading, man. I'll be able to pick it up.
Maisa Bala Yadi Alatanar Sha'afu Bo Israel Gimel Pami.
Oh, give him the Gimel Pami story. That's a different kula. Where the Mordechai says that if you cook with it a few times, then the residual heat remains, and even though the last time you don't do it, I found it myself. I found it. But this is all talking about baking, not talking about cooking.
Oh.
So I didn't even see Beferish in the Yisuf at the Aruch, so I just look quickly that he's not there in the case where the Jew played with the fire before the pot was on the fire. I'm just looking quickly. I'll leave it up to you to find it. But let's take a look over here in the Ramah. Again, Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Zayin. V'yesh chok on the sfil of the logos eish ochidu gechola mahanin yabishul kamol in yapas v'chein noagin. V'chein noagin. And I didn't see it so explicitly. The Taz talks about it over here. It's a cotton Zion. The Mechaba said only works for pas. The Ran explains Shkiras Tana bepas melacha biyucheres. Beisoris quotes it. Okay, shebepas tzarach lahos tirat Tana lahotzi kol agecholim kodem shi'af alechem. It's a whole to do. If you learned in the sugyas of Shas, you have to remove the coals and put back new coals. I got to tumble, but shatavshel. Nah, you just put the fire on while the soup was already up. You keep adding fire. It's not lo nika kolkach ma'isi yisrael. It's about a batash shesvara. That's what I thought that the Taz was saying. Shat. Oh. Okay. So what'll happen, Rabbi Osai? A potato kugel that you bake in an oven. According to the Taz, even the potato kugel is considered to be bishul and not pas, should still work. I keep telling you, it's not a halachic difference from both sides. What is it? It's a practical difference. Is the fire a big deal, or is it not a big deal? Because the problem becomes, adrab, our ovens, what? Lahotzik ol gecholim. We take out gecholim and put a new gecholim. It's not so posh this whole thing works. Bechlal nowadays. I don't know. So the Netziv has a big chiddush. The Netziv says that when it comes to an oven, the contents are baked by, this is a difficult nuance, it's baked by the heat and not by the fire. Sounds very strange. Baked by the heat and not by the fire. Whatever that means, presumably would apply to our ovens as well, potentially. Okay, the kitzur, the mechaba passes the chumra, Ramo passes the kula, that chitui works. It works. And the idea of the pilot is, look at over here, afilu chitlo kavana. Yeah, v'yesh omrim, the last kula, the afilu lo chita yisrael. I read it to you from Yisuf Het. I read it to you. That's true. That's the heter of the we'll call the pilot light. The pilot heter. My only concern is, I didn't see it explicit that this heter is going to work. Well, I guess this proves the point, does it not? Because the original Eish, which was made by the Yisrael, is a little long before the fire was there. If you're going to tell me that the guy took the original fire and lit a fire under the pot, that it works, so even if you'll say that second stage, it was after the pot of soup was already there, but if the initial fire of the Jew had nothing to do with the pot, so you see, though, this seems to be a proof that this is correct. That even if the fire precedes the pot, it's still going to be mutter. The rye is from this last thing. Since in this case of this last thing, the original fire of the Jew clearly preceded the existence of the pot being there. This is the heter of the Isa of the heter of Aruch. Let's open it again one more time to read it in the original. Because what we read originally in Mem Gimel Tes didn't seem to prove the point yet. I told you. I wasn't convinced that even if the Jew's participation before the pot is there, it helps. But Yud Gimel, he says, second. Heshiv Maharam Shemuta B'diyeved Kevan She'osiso Ha'esh Min Ha'esh She'nisha Me'esmo Uva'oso Ha'esh Chita Yisrael B'gecholin Afal Pi She'bazel Lo Chita. End quote. Wow. So this is a quote. This is the Isavet Aruch Mem Gimel Yud Gimel, the name of the Maharam. Now, of course, this is only a situation of B'diyeved. So on this basis, what many rabbanim wanted to say that all the restaurants are eating a B'diyeved. They belong in the skula. I agree for other reasons. You should eat at home. But is it really B'diyeved? Could be it's only B'diyeved where it's only based upon chitui. In other words, the non-Jewish person went to a fire. The original fire was not lit by a Jew. It was only chita Yisrael. He said, he's chita b'gacholim. And then you're lighting the fire from that. That's b'diyeved. But if it was lit by the Jew, maybe it would be even l'chatchila, some suggest. This is as found over here in Mem Gimel Yud Gimel. It clearly indicates that the participation of the Jew can certainly precede the pot having been in that particular place. Again, it's not the b'diyeved. The question is, what does the b'diyeved go on? On the fact that it's chita b'gacholim, or even if it was the pot of light, it's also only b'diyeved. But it's quoted over here, Rabbi Osai in the Ramah, and he never says the word b'diyeved. We look at the Ramah. He says it's shari. Shari means mutter. It doesn't say it's only b'diyeved. It doesn't say. So that's another issue which the post can talk about. He didn't say anything. So this is the opinion of the Ramah. However, the Gra is not happy with this. On this Ramah, the Gra says, Yutes, Ayin Liel, Tafilu Hadlokal Oman, not only is the transferring of the paralyte not good, even if the Jewish person lit the fire mamish, it would be no good. That's what he says. That's what the Gra himself seems to be leaning in that direction. But B'nai Yisrael Yotzim B'yad Ramah, as they make the pun. Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, so the Ramah is Mekel, although here he doesn't even say anything about B'diyeved. Although the source Isavet Aruch says B'diyeved, he doesn't say it over here. Okay, maybe the reason was because it's a full Eish and not just Chita. If you look at the Maril, Rabbi Osai, the Maril is Mekel even the Chatchila, and some poskim say that the pyre light is better than this case. This case, the non-Jew was lighting a fire, a totally different fire. But she bought it from a different house, things of this nature. Here, the pyre light, what does it mean? It's a small little light, and then you add gas, that same light becomes a much bigger light. That's another svar lahokler on both sides. You follow me? So this basically is those who say the pyre light is really the chatchila, even according to the Maharam, who's only in his case, B'diyeved. That's what some poskim suggest. Okay? Rabbi Osai, so far, so good. Now, Rabbi Osai, we have a big problem. I'm trying to go in a certain order, even though it's not. If you take a look at Rabbi Osai in Tosfos, Alam et Chesem and Alf. Okay, this is really. It's really a bishalak of the Gashara, but it's related directly to the past, so we'll go a little bit out of order. It's Kamash Malon, Kim Chaikar. The main thing is the flower. The Kanei Amater Rabbeinu Tam, something for those who ain't the term of Pashalak. Okay? Why? Ibish and Mishuliakum, Kim Chaika, Vavikim Opas. In other words, this thing has, the main thing is, it's considered to be Pas. You take a look, Rabbi Osai. in the Hagos Ashri and Simon Chav Tes. So I think is on the Maram Kamas. If I'm not mistaken. Pashtira shel dogim shafu akum osur. Shem shadogim heim be'en. Ve'osu mishum bishel akum. Ve'gam ha'is osur shabalua me'isur derabonon. So if the actual dough absorbs bishel, it would be in fact prohibited. Prohibited. Now, take a look at Rabbeinu saying in the Ran on Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Okay, please turn to the Ran, Tesvav Amud Aleph. See how this comes in directly to what we call in our language challah. The Ran is discussing the same case of the artosis. Okay? It, in your print, it should be the top of Tesvav Amud Aleph. What we call in our language, again, we'll see soon, what we call challah. Second. Oh. Umidarina, right before the thing we read before about the Kalim. Umidarina, Kamash Malon, Kimcha Iker, Lom the Rabbi Sena, Bali Atosis, we saw. The Hani Kikwa Shal Pavda, of Gokhavim, Shetokan, also the Beitzim, Mutaras. Kol she'ein lochosh l'tmein sh'afi she'esh b'deitzim shabishi le'akum k'en l'kamon kimcha ikar. He used another word. He used the word tochen osanabe. What does tochen mean? What the word tochen means? Spread. Have you ever seen anyone make chalas? Maybe your wife makes chalas? Have you, who's ever seen someone make chalas? What does the chal look like on the outside? Is it shiny or is it dull?
Shiny.
How do you make it shiny?
Egg wash.
Eggs. I never knew that. Somebody told my wife to do it. I said, what's this trick? She used to take eggs and she'd take a brush and brush it. That's what could be what this is talking about. I never knew why the challah was shiny on the outside. I thought, that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it. No, I take eggs. Okay? Oh. As a matter of fact, if you look carefully in the footnotes on the tour that I have anyway, it's like this. Kevin lo oven the tama Illinois for lochain bottle eight alo eco rabosai. It's called the Knesset Gedola. It's only made Illinois, that's for sure. I know in my house it's only made Illinois to make it pretty, shouldn't be dull. Keep that in mind. We're going to see that others were going to have different opinions. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the Ramah in Kuf Yud Bei Sif Aleph. Okay, I'm just going to go in a certain order. Okay, Rabosai, you have to see this. Kuf Yud Bei, another 5 minutes. Kuf Yud Bei Sif Aleph. Let's try to finish up a few inyanim. Tomorrow we'll try to, finish Pasachim tomorrow. That's not going to happen. But okay, do what we can. Ramon, Sif Aleph. Afilu b'm... No. Ve'afilu b'mokam d'lechem v'shem chasnas osa. What does that mean? Shach dalet. Could go and pass a komrim. What does a komrim mean? What's a komrim, you know? Priests. She'en lehem bonim. Officially. Osa. D'lo b'shem bito shal mocher o nosen amru. The Rajma, priest was celibate, yeah? So it doesn't make a difference. That's Avdavka, his own particular daughter. Okay? Chasnas. Fine. Fine. Good. Take a look at our Bosai in the Mate Yonason, who talks about this issue. You have it? Pas Akum. This is commenting on the Mechaber. Mashmal v'eina over chovim lo nesir apas. Woo! Woo! You find a goy who doesn't worship idols. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, pas over chovim. What if he doesn't worship idols? Yeah? Not? Hanim ishun shum mefarsh b'kipirishim mefarshim to the coming al pito b'chul al yeinim ishun b'noseyim. What does the racha mean? Wow. Others say no. Yehin is lav lozus chadin ba. Nothing to do with avodah zarah. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara discusses the issue of whether it's based upon avodah zarah proper or not. Take a look. I'll show you the Gemara a little briefly. Lamed vavam beis. Got a quick glimpse at the Gemara that the Mate Yonason is referring to. Is it also because of intermarriage per se, or we're afraid intermarriage will lead to avodah zarah? Take a look over here in lamed vavam beis, about 10 lines down or so. Maybe a little more. That's only the Farhesia, the whole sugi over here. At the end of the day, the Gemara is saying in the wide lines, talking about Yichud, and the impression conveyed over here is that Dover Acher, the ultimate Dover Acher, really is Avodah Zarah. So the Rebbe Yonason says, if that's the case, then if it's not over Avodah Zarah, then perhaps not. Rashi says, if the sandwich of the Racha, the first narrow line, Avodah Salilim. Wow. 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 The kids are, it's a riot. Do we pass in this way? No. We pass in, it seems to be totally awesome. That's what we pass in. However, if you look at the Shach, you get a different impression completely. Maybe he has a leniency over here. The Shach says, "Over Kachavim, Ayin Reish Simen Kufcha of Gimel V'Simen Kufcha of Dalas of Katan Yud Beis." What's there? What's there? Do you have it in your? The green book doesn't have it. It stops. My Shulchanot does have it. Shach Kufcha of Dalas Sivkatan Yud Beis. What does it say there? He's talking there about individuals who were Yishmaelim. Yishmaelim did not believe in Avodah Zarah. The Islam religion, although we don't believe it's true at all, but it's not Avodah Zarah. They don't believe that Muhammad is a divinity. Yishmaelim. Okay? The Paskins that certain coolers. I guess the Shach says over here, amazing cooler. Amazing. What happened to the following situation? Someone who is Jewish but is completely out of the Jewish religion. We'll have to discuss this tomorrow. Let me just show you the Maramakum today. Pischei Tshuva Sivkot Nalav. Tiferes Lemoshe. Pas Shel Mumar Shari. Mishum Chastus Leka. Avav Shechot Yisraelu. Umut Lisabita. How can you ask her Pas Akam? Say Pasaka by a non-frum Jew. He let him marry his daughter. You know, many people who married the Balas Tshuva. So, what's a terrible thing? You'll eat the bread of a non-frum Jew. What'll happen? You'll marry his daughter. Gevaldik! will come and dance by the wedding. Yes.
What if the Jew intermarried and the daughter is not Jewish?
That's a question. You have a non-from Jew, so non-from that he intermarried. So then we can say that we should treat him as Dino Ka'akum, because he can't marry his daughter. That's an interesting question. I never thought of that. Yes. They're very, very, very different. But you're still not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. That's still
no,
true.
I'm not arguing with that. That a mumar today isn't necessarily not believing in God or whatever. They just...
So you're saying it's even better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's a tinuk shenishba.
When you became a mumar then, you converted to Christianity.
Oh, that's right. Mumar could be someone who converted to Christianity. He can still marry his daughter. Still marry as long as the mother's Jewish. Let's stop here, and then tomorrow we'll start this fascinating topic. We'll try to cover as much as we can. And I want you to start thinking for tomorrow. What days? We'll say next week. I'm free next week anytime you want. I just have certain limitations I can't do. Maybe we'll give if it's good for you, we'll give it three times next week also. Not Sunday for sure.